If I understand what you're asking, there's that difference in that the St. Paul album has less demonizing of the enemy, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
In comparison to, yeah, and I think that is my, I think that's twofold. I think that there's some, it's not really political, but like socio-political drive on the One Door Open album I had, especially with like a song like Checkpoint.
Yeah.
That was really driven by a frustration that I'd seen and stories I'd heard on my trip to the Middle East, in particular in Palestine, in the West Bank. And so, I mean, I'm weary of, I'll say now, I've kind of grown into what I would consider a maturity, but maybe it's just, I don't know, maybe some would say I've softened, but I don't want to be like angry or political, and especially not in my art. I just don't want to do it. Like I really want to feel like uplifted and inspired about stuff, even in the dark stuff, even in a song like Way Down, which is just like, you know, four people screaming, "You bring me way down." But in the chorus, for the most part, you know, it's like War Love is a good example where, yeah, that's a war story, and there's the line about, you know, basically everyone's telling me that this is the enemy, but all I can see is the smile, and that's the idea. I mean, there's a romance in that song. There's kind of like this little love story within that, but it's still, to me, that's the bigger picture, is like war is kind of a lie, right? And so I don't want to sing about war as like this person's doing bad and we're the good guys, and or, you know, or someone has wronged someone else. It's really like the war is the lie, and the people involved are just people, and they can love each other if they weren't fed this lie. So yeah, I guess I've definitely, I don't see a clear-cut black and white picture the way I would have, you know, 5 years ago or whatever, with the last record.
Yeah, that's well said, actually. That's very well said. Well put. I like that.
Yeah, and it, you know, we've made a choice, a conscious choice as the band, not to politicize the band. There, it's not to say we don't, you know, in particular as individuals and as a group, stand behind certain causes and certain rights, and you know, it's like we have things that we're passionate about, but we don't want to bring them on the stage, because I'm not about divisiveness. Like, I want to unite on the stage. I know that sounds really oversimplified and rah rah rah, fist in the air, but like, I do. I want to unite people in music, and as soon as you, like, you know, bring in any, I don't know, take any, if I was to get on stage and talk about, you know, the guns issues, gun control or something, it's just, you know, that it's going to get people's emotions distracted from what's at hand, which is actually the creativity and the entertainment and the positivity that we want to bring. So yeah.
Yeah. And I think, you know, editorializing is not really supposed to do in an interview, but you know, like a song like Think, for example, really makes people think in a way that you can't really do if you polarized. So, you know, you have a potential if you're not. It's a tricky balance, but yeah, it's interesting.
It is, and that was an interesting, Saints in particular was, you know, that was kind of the first sort of like, this is the story, he's going into battle song. And World War II is a funny war because we have this, it's really polarized in good versus evil, right? In our history books and how we think about it. It's like, that was the war that was like, well, that was the war worth fighting, you know? And we don't, if we were back in that time, I'm sure, you know, I know for a fact there were people who didn't think that was a war worth fighting, or that we didn't do it correctly, or whatever else, or that who were the true enemies and who is this and that. It was as complex as any war, but we, over the years, as it gets further and further away, we've polarized it But at the same time, there's kind of this old school, less technical and less high tech kind of nature to it, right? This sepia tone that also allows us to see it as like, to see the people on the ground as not all being soldiers, you know, like not all Italians were like, we know that not all Italians were against the French, you know, like in fact, probably the majority of them weren't, but there was like army was different than people in villages. And it's like, you didn't have this big, huge divide of countries the way it looks in a history book. So it's interesting. It's like at the same time, really easy and also kind of difficult to separate that polarization from World War II. Because it is romanticized, which can help us kind of lean either way, right? Either into this sort of making up the story in our head of what it was, or actually knowing how, you know, those process of good and evil were working at the time. I find it an ongoing journey. It's really cool. And especially talking with my grandfather about it, because he was there, you know, and he doesn't hate Germans and he doesn't hate Italians. You know, he's able to separate that out from that time, you know. He talks about it as a very, like, time-specific conflict.
Well, you're running out of time, so I just have one more question for you, if that's all right. And that's, I wanted to ask you about the song Fine and your the chorus in French, and, you know, your choice to do that in French.
Yeah. Well, I was writing this song on piano. I wrote the song on piano in my living room, and I've got this cool old upright piano that gives me songs from time to time. And and I was kind of plunking away at it, and it just kind of had this like vaudeville-y feel to it, which it kind of does still, but it was kind of to the extreme the way I was doing it in the beginning. And someone had said at some point that, you know, wouldn't it be cool to have like a chorus or something in French? Like, yeah, that would be kind of cool, you know, because we've got the French, not specific to that song, but as I sort of started to work through the melody, I had verses and had the melody of the chorus, and it seemed like, I don't know, you know, it's hard to think back on the songwriting process because sometimes it comes so quickly and then it's gone, and if I haven't taken a note about how it happens, then I kind of forget. But I do know that it just seemed like a plausible thing, like it might work, you know? So I was like, it might work. So I sat down I called my grandfather and I said, hey, this is kind of the thing I want to say, but it doesn't fit in English, and I don't want to fit it in English because I want to make it like work in French, you know, rhyme in French and whatever else. And so, so I kind of told him generally what I wanted to say, and he helped me work through all of it and the phrasing and my pronunciation. It's really, I mean, French is hard to pronounce anyway, and I don't speak French fluently at all. Like, I can speak a very little bit, and I can understand a little bit more than that, but still not much. And so I had him walking me through it, and I can speak the little bit of French I know with a reasonably decent accent, but singing with an accent is crazy hard. So anyway, I digress, but it's hard. So the pronunciation is still a work in progress. And when I listen to the record sometimes, I'm like, oh my God, it's so bad. The pronunciation is just so off. But it is what it is. I mean, we're Americans singing a French line. And so, you know, at least we're honest about it. But I think there's it just made sense to have that line. It's a really, really intimate and personal line. To me, it's kind of the entire crux of the album. It's kind of also for me, like the undertone of my grandfather's entire story, because he told me this very early on, that about how music was banned and dancing was banned during the occupation. So no one could play music, listen to music. I mean, this sounds like the Taliban, right? No one could play music, listen to music. No one could dance. No one could, you know, gather in crowds larger than a certain amount for over a certain amount of time, and not after dark or curfew or whatever. And, you know, all these things that happen in an occupation. And so they would sneak away and to the countryside. That's where that bridge line comes in, you know. We'd ride our bikes to the countryside. And somebody would have a guitar or sometimes just a violin or just an accordion, or sometimes there'd be a band, and they'd have these dance parties. And to me, that was like, that was the revolution, right? That was the resistance. Was like, as a musician, I would have a really hard time not completely falling in love with that idea. That's how they fought, was to make music when it wasn't allowed. Like, I just find that incredibly beautiful and romantic. And so to me, that was what stuck with me as the whole sort of central narrative of the story, was like, you cannot take our song away. So it made sense to me that that would be sung in French, you know. And it seems to transfer, you know, like people seem to get it, even if they don't speak French. That's been really fascinating. Like, people get the theme of the song. They understand what's happening, even if they don't understand the language of the chorus, which is kind of really cool and moving in its own way. It's been a fun one, and it keeps getting better live. You know, it's been really cool to kind of extend out the little mandolin and guitar duet thing, and